the background artist breaks free and hogs the limelight with the publication of Extra Extra, Read All About It, the autobiography of Harry H. Fielder. As an extra, H. has a peerless resume, having worked with the greats from James Cagney to Jerry Lewis to Patrick Stewart, swelling a scene or two in the likes of Star Wars and 2001, A Space Odyssey. Liam Geraghty spots a face in the crowd.
The film is Star Wars, the location the Death Star. Darth Vader walks down a clinical corridor flanked by two troopers. They enter the cell where Princess Leia is held captive.
And now, Your Highness, we will discuss the location of your hidden rebel base.
We all remember James Earl Jones as the voice of the wheezy Darth Vader and Carrie Fisher with that iconic space hairdo. But what about the guy standing just to Darth Vader's left in that scene? Despite having a filmography that Robert De Niro would be jealous of, Harry Fielder, or H, as he's known to friends and family, is something of an anonymous superstar. For 32 years he's worked as an extra on some of the most celebrated films and TV shows of all time. And back in 1976, after appearing in several episodes of Doctor Who with Tom Baker, H was not in any humour to do more space operas.
Then the agent said, go to Elstree Studios. And I said, what's it for? She said, it's a film called Star Wars. I said, what's that about? And she said, it's about space. I said, no, I don't want no more space. Put me back on the Sweeney. She said, no, you've got to go to Elstree for a week. And I'm glad I did it now. Of course I am. I mean, that's the most, say, famous film I've ever done, isn't it?
As a teenager in 1950s London, H had worked at everything from making Christmas crackers to dyeing feathers.
Then I went into a timber yard, which I liked, and I bought myself a Spanish guitar about 1957. I learned to play Lonnie Donegan type songs, and I was playing in a pub one night in Chelsea, and someone said, do you want a day's extra work? And I said, I don't know what it is, what's that? And they said, we've got a job for you tomorrow, it's on The Saint with Roger Moore. And all you got to do is pass by, you'd be a passerby. I said, yeah, I'll give it a try. And I'd done the one day and stayed for the next 32 years.
When you hear the names of some of the stuff he's worked on, Fawlty Towers, Mission Impossible, The Elephant Man, it's hard not to think he must have had a ball for the 32 years. It couldn't possibly have been like a regular job.
All through my life, it was like a job. It's like you coming to work on the radio. Well, it was the same for me in the film business. Every day he was doing something different. And I was getting enough work to make a living. I had three kids. And it was better than working in a timber yard the rest of my life, wasn't it?
In 1968, he appeared in a little picture called 2001, A Space Odyssey.
It was a Kubrick film. And it was at MGM Studios. And I was down there to double for an actor. There was an actor there who couldn't put the suit on, the space suit on, because it made him claustrophobic. So in them days, I was tall and slim, so I could fit into the space suit it was. And all I had to do was walk across the moon's surface. You know, you see me from a distance walking across, and you have to sort of do it slow, so like you're bouncing across the moon's surface. It took about 12 hours to do that scene.
When you've been an extra as long as H has, you have to wonder, did he get typecast?
Well, I'll tell you what I've got a lot of. I've got policemen, lots of, because I was 6 foot tall and slim, and they could fit the uniforms. That's what they was worried about. And Germans. I played so many Germans in film, like Raiders of the Lost Ark. And I was a German, and I get killed at the end when they open the Ark and all the things come out of it. I used to come home to Mary, my wife, and say, there is mein dinner.
Musicals also feature on H's CV, and wearing a top hat, he was present for one of the most memorable musical moments in movie history.
When I worked on a film called Oliver, that was my pride and joy to work on that. I was only an extra, but I didn't care. Just to listen to that music.
In his impressive career, H has managed to do what so many actors would give the right arm to do. He was once directed by the master of suspense.
If you spend your evenings watching murder instead of doing it yourself, you may recognize this.
film called Frenzy, and we shot it at Covent Garden, and I was a market porter for a couple of weeks, and then there was one day near the end of the shooting when he looked at me and said to his assistant director, "Tell that man to get on that lorry and unload it." And I thought to myself afterwards, that man, he called me that man, he knows my name. You know, you got to laugh, ain't you?
Seeing as though you could do extra work for your entire life, I wondered at what point H decided to retire.
When the phone stopped ringing. In 1998, the phone stopped ringing, and I thought, well, but it's all part of life. I mean, the great thing about life is, I mean, I'm coming up to 73 now. I had cancer 8 years ago. I thought I was going to die. I didn't die. What a great life I've had. I must admit it.
So what am I to do to keep the sky so blue?
There must be someone who will buy.
Liam Geraghty there talking to Harry H. Fielder, and H's book, Extra Extra, read all about it, My Life as a Film and TV Extra, is available from Harry's website, harryfielder.co.uk.